Welcome to the Ad News Podcast, the only show dedicated to giving you a breakdown of all the advertising news you should know about in 10 minutes or less. Since this is the first podcast, I just want to briefly explain the purpose and format of this show. My plan is to sum up all the major advertising news items throughout the week and compact it down into a brief 10-minute podcast. There's a lot of stuff to cover, so I'm just going to highlight the vital ad news you should be aware of. Now, the advertising news I'm summarizing comes from an assortment of places. Most news I read is from the usual suspects: MarketingVox.com, ClickZ, Promo Magazine, Adweek, AdAge. You know most of the sources. I also grab hot news and gossip from blogs like AdJab.com, AdPulp.com, and AdRants.com. Those blogs provide some great content that you just can't find anywhere else on the web. If you're ever interested in the news reported on this show, you can always find the links to the full news articles by visiting the Ad News blog. The web address is pretty straightforward: adnewspodcast.blogspot.com. The blog is open for comments, so please feel free to post your thoughts on how this show can be improved, and please add links to important news content not discussed in this show. I will be managing the comments on the blog daily, so I'll try to prevent any spam or any links to content requiring paid subscriptions. News articles posted on the blog should be freely accessible to anyone. I'm even cautious about allowing links to white papers requiring email addresses. If it's good information, the link will be allowed, but if it's purely an effort to gather email addresses, it will be deleted. So why am I doing this show? Well, I think every professional in the advertising industry wants to keep current with the news and trends in our ever-changing business, but that can be extremely difficult, especially when we all have our own advertising campaigns and budgets to worry about. So this show is really a way to give you the information that you need in audio form, so that you can listen whenever you have time. I think that if we all stay better informed on the ad campaigns and popular marketing techniques currently practiced, it'll cause us all to be better advertisers. Lastly, I'd love for you to get involved in the show. If you read some interesting news, please post it on the blog. The web address again is adnewspodcast.blogspot.com. And if you ever want to email me for any reason, you can reach me at adnewspodcast@hotmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. The first show with actual news content, instead of my babbling, begins Sunday, August 26th. I'll talk to you then.